This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Thursday, January 29th, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. The European Union is moving to tackle its depression-like unemployment crisis by implementing an investment plan worth 315 billion euros. That's about $360 billion. The EU says the plan could create up to 2.5 million jobs. There are 25 million officially unemployed people in the European Union countries. The unemployment rate is 12%. But official unemployment figures only take into account people who are registered as actively searching for jobs. The real rate of unemployment in the EU is much higher. As well, the figures do not take into account regional differences. For example, in Greece, 60% of young people are unemployed. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, has welcomed the EU's investment plan, but warns that if the money isn't invested where it's needed, the resulting increase in jobs could be much less than anticipated. Daniel Johnson of UN Radio reports.
It's not every day you hear someone turning their nose up at billions of euros, but that's just what International Labour Organization economist Raymond Torres sounded like on Wednesday.
If the investment plan is not well designed, the employment impact would be very small. Only 0.4 million new jobs by 2018, so very little.
Mr. Torres was discussing the 315 billion euro stimulus package to kickstart the eurozone economy. The so-called Juncker plan could fail if it doesn't encourage sufficient private investment, he warned. But it could create 2.1 million jobs if all goes well, according to the ILO. Mr. Torres said it was important that small companies in struggling eurozone countries had access to investment since they create more jobs. The European Investment Bank could help by putting in place credit guarantees to protect banks wary of dispensing loans after the 2007 global crisis, he added. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.
The World Labour Body, which represents teacher unions, is calling for an emergency fund to help get millions of children into school. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough has a report.
The Global Union Federation for Teachers and Other Education Workers is supporting a plan by the United Nations to help educate children who have been forced out of school because of wars, disease, or natural disasters. Education International represents 30 million education workers in 170 countries and territories. The United Nations plan is being led by former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. Mr. Brown is now the special UN envoy for education. He is calling on countries to establish an emergency fund which will provide money to help children who are out of school because of crises in Gaza, Iraq, Syria, South Sudan, Thailand, and other areas. Mr. Brown is hoping that the fund will be established when the World Bank meets in April. Support for the plan by Education International is part of the union's program to get children into schooling. There are millions of children who are out of school because of child labor, child marriage, and attacks on schools, as well as wars and natural disasters. EI has a petition on its website which calls for greater support for child education. The site is at www.ei-ie.org. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
In other news, in Norway, more than 1.5 million workers staged a 2-hour strike on Wednesday. They were protesting new labour laws, which union leaders say will lead to fewer jobs, longer shifts, compulsory overtime, and more weekend work. In Poland, 18,000 miners, members of the Solidarność Union, are on strike. They are fighting cutbacks in pay and their annual bonus payment. In the United Kingdom, two of the largest unions have helped save the gas fracking industry from being banned. The GMB and Unite unions convinced legislators that the use of the technique is necessary to ensure gas supplies. Fracking is the use of water to force gas out of underground rock formations. And that's it. International Labour News you can use. Radio Labour's daily newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, mobile phones, and community radio stations. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.